The late John Steinbeck's favorite watering hole in New York was the 21 Club, so it was fitting that his publisher Viking held a party there to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Nobel laureate's novel, The Grapes of Wrath.
It sells in the United States alone 100,000 copies, paperbacks, a year. After 50 years, that's pretty remarkable, isn't it?
That's Steinbeck's widow, Elaine. To date, The Grapes of Wrath has sold some 4.5 million copies. Steinbeck's scholar, Robert DeMott, editor of Working Days, a journal Steinbeck kept as he wrote his story of the Jodes, migrant workers from Oklahoma, says the author was full of doubt about the novel.
He knew it was powerful. He knew it wouldn't pull any punches, but he did not feel that it would be a popular book. So he warned Viking Press, and he warned his agent as well, not to oversell it, because he just didn't think it was the kind of book most Americans would care to read.
Viking has published a 50th anniversary edition of The Grapes of Wrath. Don Swaim, News 88. John Steinbeck's widow, Elaine, was the guest of honor at a celebration this past week to commemorate the 50th anniversary of The Grapes of Wrath. In the book, the Nobel laureate passionately exposed the conditions of the migrant farm workers. Elaine recalls the time she and her husband went to the White House to meet Eleanor Roosevelt.
She had a little voice like this. She said, whenever I'm in the Soviet Union, they ask me if those same conditions can prevail in the United States that prevailed when John Steinbeck wrote The Grapes of Wrath. And I say no, that Franklin Delano Roosevelt and John Steinbeck made sure that they couldn't. And my husband turned and said quietly to me, that's why I write.
In addition to a 50th anniversary edition of The Grapes of Wrath, Viking has published the journal Steinbeck kept while writing the book, Working Days, edited by Robert DeMott. Don Swaim, News 88. They packed the 21 Club, writers, agents, publishing people, and fans of John Steinbeck to celebrate Viking's 50th anniversary edition of The Grapes of Wrath. Steinbeck's widow, Elaine, believes the book is as relevant to readers today as it was in 1939.
It's amazing they keep reading The Grapes of Wrath. Somebody said, I think, to Studs Terkel, what's the best book you read in 1988? And he said, The Grapes of Wrath.
Scholar Robert DeMott, editor of a journal Steinbeck kept as he wrote about the plight of migrant farm workers, says the book created a furor in its day, and Steinbeck was all but branded a communist.
Finally, it just made him almost give up writing fiction altogether. It was the notoriety, the controversy over it, the publicity just nearly did him in.
The Grapes of Wrath has never been out of print and has sold 4.5 million copies. Don Swaim, News 88.